The father of a slain Parkland, Florida high school student has brought his campaign against gun violence to Springfield, Massachusetts, home to gun makers Smith & Wesson. South Florida-based artist Manuel Oliver has painted a mural in Springfield in memory of his son, 17-year-old Joaquin, and the 16 other victims of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting.
We are supporting the kids, number one. We are demanding changes, number two, and we don't want any other parent or any other family to go through the pain that this means for us.
What started out in March as an art exhibit in Miami to honor the Parkland victims led to a second mural created by Oliver in Los Angeles and grew into a nationwide project demanding an end to gun violence. Oliver said he's better at impacting people through his art than trying to convince people with his words.
Now, I was an artist before this, and that's I want to make sure that everybody understands that I'm not pretending to be someone different since everything happened. I'm just doing the same thing that I used to do before with the worst mission that I've ever had as an artist in order to accomplish statements and messages.
The mural created in Springfield on Friday in front of the South Congregational Church features Joaquin's face on a no hunting sign attached to a tree. A man in silhouette is pointing an automatic rifle at the tree. Oliver puts holes in the white canvas and places sunflowers in the holes. He signs the mural, "Guac's Dad, Love You Forever." The gun used in the Parkland shooting was manufactured by Smith & Wesson.
The fact that we're here doing this is already showing that I kind of disagree with manufacturing guns and mostly with the easy access to them.
Oliver said he plans to create more murals around the country, including one in Washington, D.C.
It's a therapy. I mean, you have two options in here. You can understand and accept that you lost your son, or you can carry your son's legacy and turn it into an impactful message, and also think of it as a therapy that little by little and slowly will make us someday find serenity, which is not necessarily happiness.
Oliver and his wife, Patricia, have created the nonprofit organization Change the Ref to support the youth-led movement for gun control.
We really don't want to be this happening to any family at all. You know, we've been living this through other families, the pain that they're feeling for us, and the kids, what are feeling about Joaquin as a friend, as a person. So we are all suffering, and we don't want in their names, in our names, of our son's name, to be living this situation again ever to anybody. This is not right to anybody.
While in Western Massachusetts, the Olivers also participated in a forum on gun violence hosted by the Springfield chapter of the March for Our Lives movement. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.